When 42-year-old Christy Sheets called a family meeting on Friday, June 24th, 2016, in the living room of their Texas home, her husband, Jason, 45, thought his wife was going to tell their daughters, Taylor, 22, and Madison, 17, that their parents were getting a divorce. She pulled a gun instead. Christy Sheets identified as a true Southern gal. She was born in Alabama, but had been living in Houston, Texas for 15 years. Christy had various careers, including a stylist at a salon and an executive assistant for the vice president of a transportation company. After her grandfather, who raised her, died in 2012, Christy stayed mainly unemployed. However, she did work part-time at Clean Canvas Laser Tattoo Removal in Houston from January to May 2015, before she was fired. According to the owner, Christy was very pleasant when she wanted to be, at least in front of their customers. But then there were times when she wasn't pleasant. And it was actually assumed that whatever was going on at home was getting to her. Christy said that she was living away from her family, and then she changed her story several times about whether she was getting a divorce or was just separated from her husband. Christy and Jason were longtime lovers from Alabama. They were together for more than 20 years. They apparently grew up not far apart and were just meant to be together. But unfortunately, they had been having problems in their marriage for quite a long time, especially after the death of Christy's grandfather and Christy's mother. Christy had a long history of mental illness and had even been hospitalized several times for suicide attempts. Numerous 911 calls and 14 visits that deputies made to the family's home since 2012 included 3 confirmed suicide attempts and 1 involving a verbal argument. Despite all the problems, Christy seemed very happy and proud of her 2 beautiful daughters, Taylor and Madison. She constantly talked about them and she showed off all of their photos to her friends. Christy's friend, Catherine Knowles, said, "This woman loved her children. That was her life purpose. That was her pride. That was her joy." And her daughters really seemed to have their life together. Taylor was passionate about drawing and caring for children. The 22-year-old graduated with honors from Lone Star College in Cypress, Texas. She began working as a full-time teacher at Kids Are Kids. This was a child daycare center and pre-K. Taylor wanted to become a professional artist, and she worked really hard towards that goal. According to her close friend, Chris, who grew up with her since middle school, she was very passionate about being an artist. A large portion of Taylor's happiness also came from her longtime boyfriend, Juan Lugo. The two were actually approaching their 5th anniversary in December of 2016. I want to pause for a moment and ask a question. I did this in a couple other videos and it seemed like all of you really liked it. So if you didn't, that's okay. You don't have to participate. But I want you to think back to what you might have been doing in December 2016. Many of you said you're a lot like me and you picture what you were doing and the juxtaposition between what was happening in these stories. So let me know below. December 2016 was my very first Christmas with my fiance. So it's very sharp in my mind since it was the first year we were dating. Like her sister, Madison also loved being around children and she had been babysitting part-time for almost 3 years. People said that Madison always had a smile on her face. She brought nothing but happiness to everyone she ever met. Madison was known to be friendly to everyone and she wouldn't harm a fly, according to people close to her. On September 25th, 2015, their mother, Christy, posted photos of both Taylor and Madison on Facebook. This was on Daughter's Day, and she left the caption, quote, "I love and treasure you both more than you could ever possibly know." But oddly, Christy also made a post proclaiming her love for guns and her desire to own them so she could, quote, "protect her family." In 2016, Christy and Jason had recently reconciled following a brief separation in their marriage. It's not clear how long the couple had actually been separated, but things did not look any better after they got back together. By late June, Jason announced his desire for a divorce. Now, this next thing is pretty chilling. The same day that Christy had called the family meeting was Jason's birthday. And that day, he told Christy, quote, "This would be the last birthday that you're going to ruin. We never truly know what's going on behind closed doors, no matter what we see on social media or with outward appearances." That same day, Christy also had an argument with Taylor and wanted to ground her to keep her away from seeing her now fiance, Juan. Jason had disagreed with this decision. Taylor was a grown woman, so Christy could not possibly just ground her. And just hours later, Christy asked her family to come to the living room for a meeting. Those who are close to Christy still cannot understand what happened next, but the 911 calls paint a disturbing picture of what happened inside and outside of the Sheets home that day. The very first call was placed by Madison, and it begins with her mother shouting, quote, "I told you," she says, before Jason shouted, quote, "Please forgive me. I'm sorry."
For the 911, do you need to...
Jason, Madison, and Taylor are all heard frantically apologizing to Christy and begging her not to shoot them. I cannot possibly imagine this. You can hear one of the girls say, "Wait, please don't shoot." And then another one says, "Don't do it, please don't do it." After several more seconds of screaming, crying, and pleading, Jason can be heard begging. He said, "I'll do anything you ask. Please don't point the gun at us." A few moments later, he tells his wife, "I promise you, whatever you want, I'll..." And then the call ends.
Hello?
Shortly after, there was another call, this time from Taylor's phone, but the call was unintelligible. You just couldn't figure out what was going on. And finally, a third call was placed by one of the neighbors. He asked for an ambulance, and he told the dispatcher that two people had been shot. He said, "There's a lady with a gun. She's coming out of her house right now."
Wait,
do you please fire EMS?
Yes, we need an ambulance right away. Two people believe they're shot.
Okay, stay on the line. Okay, you think they got shot, you say?
Yes.
Okay. All right, stay on the line.
There's a lady with a gun.
There's a lady with a gun? Where?
Yes. It's coming out of the house right now.
Okay.
People shot outside.
Okay, where is the lady with the gun?
It's on the street right now.
Okay, do you know who the lady is?
They're my neighbors.
Okay.
She's wearing a purple dress. She's on the...
Is it long, short? What is she? Where are the patients?
They're in the street. They're in the middle of the street. Two ladies, they're in the street.
Two females? Okay.
Yeah, two females. And there's a guy trying to help them. But the lady is on the top of one of them with a gun on her hand.
Okay, but the suspect is on top of one of the females on the street?
Yeah, she's on the street, just standing up. And it looks like both of them are alive. Both of the child person, they're both alive. But
okay.
And, you know, she tried to shoot again. She's trying to shoot again on the top of her, but...
Okay.
Apparently she don't have any more bullets.
Okay, yeah, I do too, sir. Just stay on the line. Let me know what you see. But don't.
Okay.
She's
going inside the house now. Hopefully he's not getting any more bullets because she looks like she's going to look for more bullets. I don't know where the guy went, but apparently he's yelling at her and
okay.
They're talking back
Who
and forth.
Is the, describe the guy.
The guy is also they're all Caucasian. She's coming back again. She's coming back again. Apparently, she has bullets now on her.
Okay. Stay on the line.
She shot her again.
She shot her again?
Yes. From the back. She's trying to run.
She shot the female again that was...
Yes, they were laying down on the floor. Okay. She shot her from the back.
Okay. Stay on the line.
She's shooting again. They're running down the street. I don't see them anymore. But okay. There's the bullets. I can hear bullets. And she's laying down on the floor now.
The female that was shooting is laying down?
Yes. I just see her down on the floor now, but I don't know what happened. It doesn't look like she's moving anymore.
Okay.
Christy had started shooting her daughters with a .38 caliber handgun, which she inherited from her grandfather. She did this inside the home during their family meeting, and she continued to fire bullets as they fled outside through the front door. Christy continued shooting her older daughter before she went back inside to reload her gun. Then she returned to shoot Taylor one more time. Both of her daughters collapsed in the street. When the officers arrived around 5 p.m., they saw Madison lying lifeless and Taylor severely wounded and bleeding. Madison sadly died at the scene. She suffered a fatal gunshot wound to the neck and the chest. Taylor made it to the hospital, but did not survive. She was hit 3 times by gunfire, including once in the head. She was supposed to be married the following Monday. As a mother with a daughter, this just really hurts. It's almost hard for me to get out. Familial killings to me are so incomprehensible. As Christy herself did not obey the officer's demands to drop the handgun, the officer fired one shot, which ended up killing her. Jason actually survived this entire ordeal completely unharmed. That really surprised me, since most likely the problems they were having related to Jason and Christy's marriage, and ultimately the children and Christy had to die as a result. Christy would have had all the possibilities to kill Jason. She let him live, not because she wanted to spare his life, but to make him suffer. When Christy had pulled the gun, Jason had said to her, "Just shoot yourself. Just make it easy on all of us. Just shoot yourself." And Christy told him, "No, that's not what this was about. This is about punishing you." How incredibly sad to take a family away from someone, spare him, and make him live the rest of his life without everyone he loves. Jason later told the police his wife knew how much he loved his daughters. I'm sorry if I'm getting choked up. And by killing them, she knew he would have to live the rest of his life with that memory. It's still so hard for those people who knew Christy to believe that she snapped like this. Christy's friend Catherine said, "This is not the Christy that I know. It's just not. I thought it had to be the wrong person. It just had to be." It's very hard to understand what could make someone kill their own children. Backtracking, in 2013, Taylor wrote a Facebook post on Mother's Day saying, quote, "Mom, you are so selfless, as you always put your whole family before yourself and never ask for anything in return. You're so kind and loving, as you always remind us of just how much you care and how proud you are of everything we do." On the contrary, however, Taylor's friend Matthew said that Taylor had also mentioned she was constantly worrying about Christy's outbursts since they were really unpredictable. It really seems like Christy was struggling with her mental health issues, and she really could have benefited from help before that final outburst that proved to be fatal for her family.